This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Is this an obligation? And the answer is yes. There is things in this deen that is not easy, especially in this day and age. My first step to accept it is accept it's an obligation. That's the first thing. Now, practicing it is the next step. Yes. Allah will make it easy. Ya Rabbi, help me. I'm weak. That's a different story. But to start with, and why the issue that it is not an obligation? Why? Simply because of this. Because in the Quran, the word hijab, it's used. But it is not used in that context. It is not used in the context of dress code. And that's where the confusion comes in. However, there is two verses in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to the dress code of the woman. One is in Surah An-Nur, and Surah An-Nur is 24, the chapter, and the verse is 31. قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنَاتِ يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. Say, Rasulullah, to the believing woman, you and me, every believing woman is hearing us. Every believe, you believe in Allah, you believe in the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, this ayah is for you. يَغْضُضْنَ مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِنَّ. Lower your gaze. وَيَحْفَظْنَ فُرُوجَهُنَّ. And guard your private part. وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ. That's number one. Don't show your beauty إِلَّا مَا ظَهْرَ مِنْهَا. Except what it is obvious or it needs to be shown. And now, وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ. That's the verse. يَضْرِبْنَ literally to hit. But in reality, it's not to hit in the Arabic language only. It's whenever two surfaces are attached to each other. الضرب, you use it when someone hits someone. Why? Because that part of your body is touching and getting attached to the other part of the body of the person being hit. Or when we say def, the music instrument, and we hit, we call it ضرب def because it is touching. يَضْرِبْنَ, so bring something close to something. What is that, Ya Allah? بِخُمُرِهِنَّ, that's the word. There is no hijab here. What is khimar? Khimar, we need to learn the language of the Quran and the language Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used and the Arabic language. Al-khimar from khamar. Actually, khamar, alcohol, in Arabic, the root is the same. Anything that covers. And khamar, alcohol, called khamar because it covers the intellect. Subhanallah. يَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ. What is خُمُرِهِنَّ? خُمُرِ, الْخِمَار is a piece of cloth that usually covers the hair. Once I say khimar, that means the hair is covered. Like when I say a trouser, trouser mean the private part and the legs, part of it or all of it is covered. Right. And Allah is not saying cover your hair. The hair is already covered. وَلِيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُرِهِنَّ عَلَى جِيُوبِهِنَّ. On their jayb. Jayb is the opening. You know that, like the V-neck? The V-neck, that's a jayb. And at that time, they used to cover. They drop like the dupatta these days we see it. Cover the hair and throw it in the back. But this part is showing. And Allah said, and this is an order, by the way, وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ. Any order in the Quran means it's an obligation, unless there is another place or in the same verse that changes it. And Allah said, tell them, يَضْرِبْنَ, bring it tight, let this touch this, عَلَى خُمُورِ, عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ, cover it. And he again says, وَلَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ. Don't show your beauty. And then he went on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in who are the people that I can show my beauty? That's number one. So Ayatul Nur, the chapter is 24, ayah 31. Second one is Al-Ahzab. And Al-Ahzab is 33. Chapter 33. The verse is 59. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِي. This is to Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh, Prophet. Oh, Prophet, يا أيها النبي, قل, say, لأزواجك, your wives, وبناتك, your daughters, ونساء المؤمنين, and the believing woman. Question, I'll throw it to everybody listening to us. Am I نساء المؤمنين? Are you نساء المؤمنين? Are you a believing woman? Yes or no? Of course, yes. You believe in Allah. You believe in the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. It doesn't matter what. It doesn't matter what we are doing. We are all sinners. But I am a believing. That verse is for me. Ya ayyuhan nabi, prophet, say, قُلْ لِأَزْوَاجِكَ, your wives, وَبَنَاتِكَ, your daughters, وَنِسَاءِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, يُدْنِينَ عَلَيْهِنَّ مِنْ جَلَابِيبِهِنْ, jilbab. That's the word in the Quran. And what is jilbab? There is a lot of discussion in the, again, in the tafsir in general. What I came in conclusion after looking at many tafsir is the dress that covers the body of the woman. Cover the body of the woman, long, and covers the body of the woman. Whether it is an abaya, whether it is a long white shirwal qamis, whether it's a long thobe, under it a white pants like what you see in Turkey, as long as it is wide and does not describe the body. Mm-hmm. These are the two orders in the Quran. These are muhkam, we say it. When you study the Quran, these verses is no doubt about them.